broadcasting live from the BBC Radio Cumbria Prelympics at Bitts Park in Carlisle. Yeah! It's now time to reveal the first event.
The first event is going to be tennis, and the lucky presenter is Kevin Fernio.
Well, can I just say here and now, I don't know my Ivan Lendl from my Yvonne Goolagong.
So here we go. I think it's Gemma to serve. And hits the net. So that's how we've started. I think Kevin has definitely got a bit of a height advantage here. Oh, that was a terrific serve there by James Hale. And a great return by Kevin. James again knocks it back in. Got a bit of a rally going on here.
Oh, how was that for you?
Can you just keep talking? Because I'm out of breath here. Yes, it went okay. I just need to apologise to Gemma. She's a champion. She's a true champion because she had a Luddite for a partner. And didn't she do well?
Also with me, if we can just bring Caitlin over, is our special guest photographer, 7-year-old Caitlin. Have you taken many photos, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Okay, what have you taken pictures of?
A doggy, some flowers, and tennis.
So that sounds like a broad spectrum of capturing it. Oh, with me as well. Are you doing so well with your doggy and your flowers? You shouldn't have mentioned me.
Okay, you'd be surprised. The second event is rounders.
Rounders?
Yes, rounders.
And Caroline is here with me. Morning, are you a fan of rounders?
Yes, I'm all right. I've been lunging, but I think I did a rather over-enthusiastic lunge earlier. I think I've already done myself an injury.
Well, we've got a picture of a lunge on our Twitter page. We're using the hashtag Prelympics, by the way, so if you just want to type that into Twitter, you can have a look at all the photos we're doing. I'm here all day, so we'll capture all the goings-on and put them on there.
Caroline, who are your teammates?
Well, I've got the lovely Chloe and Adam here, and they're going to keep an eye on me because we had a practice run, and there seems to be a hole in my racket. I don't know.
Really? That's not good. Chloe, Adam, who do you think is going to win this morning? How do you think Caroline will do?
She'll do all right. I think she might get a rounder or two.
So here we go, and Blair is bowling. Caroline's actually hit it in practice. She didn't. That's something she didn't manage to do. And she's got to first base, and there's a lot of excitement already.
Which one's your son? Just point him out to us. What's his name?
Nick William, in the blue and red stripey.
Oh, yeah, so he's going to be having a bat in a couple of goes.
He is, yes.
Oh, my, what a shot that was. That was gone miles.
That was Thomas from Greece, so that would suggest that in Greece they do play rounders.
And Gordon, well, you were supposed to take part in the rowing challenge down at the Sand Centre, but we couldn't get. What happened?
Basically, there were some technical problems involving gremlins on the line, but I think all you need to know is that I caned it. I mean, I think the grey red grave is how they should refer to me now, and I think London 2012's loss, the fact that I won't be there, because, again, you know, I don't like to blow my own trumpet, but I think I'm one of nature's rowers.
The kids, are you enjoying yourself today?
Yeah!
I'm not sure how good I'm going to be at a 400-metre race. I can tell you how bad I'll be at it. I'm not sure how good I'll be at it. So I think I'm right in saying we're relaying it, aren't we?
Yeah. And they're off, and it's a slow start by Mike. He is, he's not really broken into a sprint here. It's more of a brisk jog.
I know what.
It's coming up to Sara. It's coming up to Sara now. It's a good baton change, actually. How did that look, Tom? Did that look as good as you see on the TV?
It looked better than GB, because currently they still have the ban in the hand.
Sara's running through, and she's passed it to producer Steve. Here's Stephen coming through now. He's on the outside lane. He's in about second position at the moment, so this is looking good. Oh no, it's going to be close, it's going to be a fight to finish. Oh, and Stephen is just pipped to second on the line, producer Steve. So that's third place. Tom, BBC Radio Cumbria. How old are you, Tom?
Five.
Five-year-old Tom, BBC Radio Cumbria in the Prelympics.
The last event today and final one, track cycling, and the lucky man today is Paul Braithwaite.
Paul, yep. You're lining up at the starting line. How do you feel now?
Well, looking at my opponent, young Ellie there, who looks as though she's travelling at 100 miles an hour when she's just sitting still. Trepidation is the word, I think, Mike.
Ellie Dickinson. Morning, Ellie. How long have you been cycling for?
2 to 3 years.
Paul, she's only been cycling 2 to 3 years. You've been doing it for, like, well...
100, yeah.
Good luck to you both. 3, 2, 1, go!
And they're away. Paul has taken an early lead. Can you believe it? And then he's closely followed by Ellie. She is on his tail. I think she's going a bit easy on him, to be honest. Paul Braithwaite is leading Ellie Dickinson. And Ellie, she really did lull Paul into a full sense of security because she took the win right at the end.
First off, Paul, well done. I think you did really well on that.
Did I? Cool, that was hard.
Ellie, let's just bring you in, because Paul got off to a flight.